Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Fisher, and I've got a, I don't know, it's kind of this funky cold, I don't know, it's a sinus and sore throat, that kind of thing, but we're going to get through it, like we always do. You can call me at 646-478-5284, that's the call-in number here on American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. Now, we get back to the crux of the biscuit. And before I actually get into that, you can catch me, and excuse me if I like cough or sneeze or something. I don't know. I got all sorts of things going on with this allergy thing, but, you can find me at bitemeinthebasement.com. You can also find me over at Parler, MeWe, Gab. I'm on a lot of different networks, so just look up Bing Fisher anywhere you want to, and you'll find me. But welcome, America. Good morning, Vietnam. We've got bombs, missiles, and so on going off all over in Israel. And we've got liberals up here that are crying that Israel is retaliating too much. They're too much of a bully to Hamas, to the PLO. They're too much of a bully to these people that want to take them out. We've got people in the White House that have promoted this. They want this conflict because they want a conflict all the time. They want a crisis all the time. They promote this. And let me explain. They promote it by telling the media counterparts to the Democratic Party, play this up as being Israel against Hamas. Play this up as being innocent civilians being killed. When they don't tell you that one out of seven rockets that Hamas sends up end up crashing back into Hamas, into the Gaza Strait, killing their own people. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you of a building that a rocket hit in Israel that probably lost, I don't know, 100 people at least. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that what if it was on the other side? What if somebody attacked us? Because Israel is not attacking Hamas. Israel is not attacking the PLO. They haven't for 6 years, 5 years, something like that. It's been going on and off here and there, but the thing is not to this scope. Hamas is trying to see what they can do. How many rockets do they need to fire to get kill targets in Israel through the Iron Dome? Now, if you look at the Iron Dome system, I mean, it's just ingenious the way they made it. I mean, it's got three different target acquisition models. They send a rocket up. They target it to maybe take out the maximum amount of rockets that are incoming, two, three, not just one, two, three, four. But the liberals want you to believe that Israel is responsible for this war. And it's a war. It's been a war for years, people. It's been a war for years. But they want you to believe that Israel is responsible. Ilhan Omar go up there the other day and she's going, oh, you know, Israel is responsible for civilian casualties. Well, who's attacking who here? Idiot. You freaking idiot. Who's attacking who? Who's defending who? What if it was your country? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't really belong to the USA, Ilhan Omar, you don't belong to the USA. You are a Muslim. And as such, you have your support towards Muslims. And you got AOC, just nonsense, constant nonsense out of this stupid chick. Can we not get anything out of her that is, like, coherent? Nothing. But she's siding with the line. I mean, it's like these people have no sense of what's right and what's wrong. No sense. No sense. They think that to defend your country, to defend yourself, because they pull it back. They pull it back into defending yourself, too, with the right to bear arms. Which is really not what the Second Amendment is for. The Second Amendment is to protect yourself from the government. Why do we still have 20,000 troops, 10,000 troops, I mean, in the Capitol? Why do we have that many people in the Capitol, guarding the Capitol? From what? All these people, all the politicians that go up there have personal bodyguards, have bodyguard details. They got they've got security. Believe me, all these people got this. Why do we need National Guardsmen still at the Capitol? I said, well, some of them cleared out now. No, they're not all gone. But why are we sitting there thinking that Israel has no right to defend itself? One of our most staunchest allies in the Middle East. And we've got to have them there. And they, the liberals, sit and think that they are attacking civilians. When it's the other way around. Hamas is firing in rockets that are indiscriminate. They're not really targeted that well. Backed by Iranians. backed by the Biden administration, if you want to go that far. I think there's ties there. We've sent them a bunch of damn money to build the tunnels that they put these rockets through, to transport them, to get them into the Gaza Strip so they can launch them into Israel. Nobody wants to bring any of that crap up because they're afraid to. They're afraid to investigate it. But they'll label Israel as racist, as demons, as children killers, that kind of thing. Instead of sticking up for them and say, hey, look, if it was me and I was Israel, I would wipe that whole Gaza Strip off the map. I would go in with bulldozers and keep on going until everything was pushed in the ocean. That's my own personal opinion. You might disagree with me. You can call me at 646-478-5284. But I would get rid of the Gaza Strip. Then you won't have to deal with it no more. Then the press would have one less thing to focus on. You've got mask mandates. These idiots, total idiots, that keep wanting to impose masks on people, even though they got the virus. And Joe Biden comes out the other day and says, well, you know, even if you got the vaccine, you're okay. You don't have to wear the mask. But if you didn't, then you better wear the mask. It's your patriotic duty. No, it ain't. I ain't wearing no damn mask. I never have since the beginning of this shit. I'm tired of Joe Biden. I'm tired of the government. I'm tired of people sticking their nose in my life. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of them coming after my guns. I'm tired of them coming after my voting rights, changing the state's rights. I'm tired of it. And they think that the Capitol Hill back on January 6th was a big deal. They're going to come. There's going to be something else coming down the pike. I'm just telling you. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be something coming down the pike. And maybe then they'll sit there and go, wow, we shouldn't have messed with the American people. We shouldn't have.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for socialists. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
And thank you, Liz Wheeler. Very fine speech there. Yeah, getting back to, I want to kind of recircle around like Jen Psaki does and say that Brian Fudge does the opening and the closing of my show. So I want to give him some street cred there and say, you know, go to brianfudge.com and download some of his songs. He's got some pretty good stuff over there, brianfudge.com. Also, we want to get back to basically where we were at when I left. I'm trying to get my throat back together. It's not really helping. But the call-in number here is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And I'm looking at, you know, not just Israel. I mean, you've got what, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what if England, wow, what if England attacked the United States and we retaliated and ended up killing civilians? Huh. I wonder how that would go over with the world today as it is with cancel culture and some of the other things that are going on. I mean, you've got people that are out there that are fleeing New York to go to Florida. Just hundreds and thousands of people just fleeing New York to go to Florida to live because it's cheaper. They don't have to put up with Cuomo's and Mayor de Blasio's bullshit. They can go down to Florida and retire, have a good life, or just take it easy, get away from things. Speaking of getting away from things, I want to say for those of you that don't know, I broadcast here from the Highland Rims in Tennessee, and we are pretty much about an hour away from Landville, Tennessee, which if you ever have not been to Granville, I would suggest going. Take a day trip, you know, even on the weekends. Probably during the week would be better. There'd be less people there, but they do have a big bluegrass festival, that kind of thing coming up. But Granville, Tennessee, it's so cool. It's like Mayberry RFD. I mean, if you remember the show with Andy Griffith and all that, got the police car sitting out there, the old Ford Galaxy 500 sitting out there in front. It's got Barney Fife, you know, pictures and so on all over the place. And there's a general store there that you can buy a lot of crafts and things, and craft store, broom store. I mean, it's car museum. I could go on and on. I mean, it was just a very cool trip me and my wife took. Saturday, we got out of here a little bit too early. We didn't stay for the museum tours and all that kind of stuff, but we definitely did walk around the town, and it's a very small town. It's kind of like Lynchburg, Tennessee, if you ask me, but not as – it's more elegant than Lynchburg. I mean, Lynchburg, you got Jack Daniel's Distillery and that kind of thing, but this town's got a little bit more spirit to it. It's really cool. It's by Cordell Hull Lake, and it's just a very cool, scenic place to go. There's a lot of bikers that go through there just because of Cordell Hull, And there's, you know, a lot of people that just go through there and they just have a good time. We met some people that were from out of state. There were some people there from Tennessee that said, we've never been here before. We said, well, we've been here for 12 years, 15 years. We've never been here before either, but we're coming back. So we're going to go back, but check it out. It's Granville, Tennessee, and you can, you know, check out the T.B. Sutton General Store. I'm not getting any kickbacks from them, that's for sure, because they're not real cheap, but they are in certain things. But anyways, you can go out there, have a good time, man. Just settle down, get away from this COVID thing. They don't wear masks out there. They don't mandate them. You know, you can get out and enjoy your life a little bit. Have a good time. Look at some cool Tennessee scenery. And maybe meet a few friends along the way, that kind of thing. But getting back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier with, you know, you've got Liz Cheney forced out of her job last week, which was, you could see that death nail coming, okay? That was coming because she's a never-Trumper. Same thing like her daddy. It's all the same crap from the Cheneys. And it's all, I'm sorry, I've got children here, grandchildren. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. But it's the same crap with the Cheneys. It's the same crap with some of these politicians. They're just never Trumpers. They will never, ever get off the bandwagon of hating this man for what he's done. But Joe Biden owns everything that's happening. We've got a crisis at the border. We've got a crisis in Israel. Nobody seems to be wanting to play a game there. Nobody seems to want to end that. Nobody seems to want to end the crisis at the border, which is it is a crisis. Joe Biden can say, well, we close the borders. Well, you open them, you stupid freaking idiot. You open them. You called for kids to come over here. You know what? I wish it would be fantastic if a court could sit there and sue somebody directly, but they can't. But I wish somebody would come up and say, look, we're going to sue Joe Biden for the dereliction of duty that he did in harming this 8-year-old girl that came over, or this 10-year-old boy that came over and got molested. Why can't we do something like that? Seriously, there's children involved here. This is a blood stain on the Biden administration. And this is how it was during Obama too. It was the same exact, it was the same stuff. It was the same thing that they're doing now that they did back then. Open the borders. Get more voters in here. Illegals, we don't care. We'll give them a green card. We'll do what, we'll bend over backwards to get them in, get them registered as Democrats, and give them a bunch of money and a bunch of freebies so they can sit there and vote for us. It's all about power with these people. All about power. And I'm not saying the other side isn't that far away from the loony bin, but it's all about power with the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives. There is no progressive with the liberals. Progressives means you're progressing. You're doing something good. No, you're not doing something good when you're tearing down society, when you're canceling everything in society, when you're going after William Shakespeare, when you're going after, you know, books, the Constitution, when you're going after To Kill a Mockingbird, for God's sakes, they're going after that one too. This is getting to a saturation point, people, that it's going to get to a point where people have just had enough, and they're going to say, we've had enough. We're not taking it no more. We're going to go out in the streets and we're going to riot. we're going to take back control of our country. And I think it needs to be activism that way. Now, they want to say, well, you just said riot. You're promoting a riot. No, not really. Because all the riots that are happening are really just protests. So I'm promoting protests. I think we need to have more protests in this country to get back this country, to wrestle it away from the fools running it right now. Not a riot. Protest. Peaceful protest. Maybe we'll get there one of these days. I don't know. But the thing is that right now, we're on a slide. Do you ever wonder why there's a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven? Think about that. There's a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven. If you believe the songs, anyways.
Who we'll has right heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right. This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, The Snake. It's called The Snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
And exactly right. You knew they were snakes before you took them in. The same thing with the snakes coming across the border to the south from Mexico. the media wants to portray them all as some kind of victims, some kind of people that we need to nurture, the people that we need to bring in, people that we need to give medical care to, give free housing to, give public education to, because they deserve it, because they are escaping some sort of tyranny in their own country. You know, we never in the United States, as far as I know, I wasn't alive way back then, but when we had tyranny come to our shores, we didn't escape it to go to someplace else that I remember or that's in the history books. No, we fought it off. We fought it off. We didn't slack down. We didn't get on our knees and kiss boots. We fought it off. And we created our own country and our own state, our own mindset. We created that. Wasn't out of thin air. Maybe it was out of necessity. But we created that. And we're going to sit there and allow people to abuse our system. Shut down the wall that was doing good. It was growing great under Trump. And Biden gets in and shuts the wall down. Biden gets in and shuts every act that Donald Trump did, pretty much, down. You know why? Because it was working. It was working for the people. It wasn't working for the politicians. The politicians want havoc, chaos. They want crisis because that's where they can milk the minions of the country. Just like they milked all you people out there right now that are wearing masks. Little commies is what you are. I'm serious. Never wore a mask from the beginning. Maybe to church, I think. Something like that. Out of respect. Not out of freedom. There's no patriotic duty to wear a mask when you can't breathe, when your lenses are all fogged up on your glasses. When the science doesn't match. When Dr. Fauci is a freaking liar. There is no mandate. There is no freedom in wearing a mask. There is no patriotism in wearing a mask. And yet they duped you. And they duped you into getting the vaccine too. And look, if you want to get the vaccine, I don't have no problem with that. I personally can't get it. I'm going to have to check into a hospital to get it for 2 days for observation because of personal issues that I've got. But the thing is that I'm not getting it. And the thing is, if you want to get it, then go ahead and get it. Just don't vax shame me. Don't bring that crap up to me that I can't work there because I don't have a vaccine, that I can't go there because I don't have a vaccine. I can't sit there and, I don't know, watch the president speak, this so-called president, this fake mirage president that we've got, speak because I don't have a mask, because I don't get the vaccine. No, you ain't telling me what to do. You're not telling me what to do, Joel. Sorry, it ain't happening. Ain't happening in your lifetime, which ain't going to be that long. Ain't happening in my lifetime. You're not going to shame me by not taking a vaccine that I don't agree with, that I don't want. Never took a flu shot. Might have got the flu a couple times, got over it, developed my own body to where I could fight off diseases like the human body is made to do. No, I'm not taking the flu shot, Joe. And maybe I can't go overseas right now. Maybe I'll just cross over into Mexico because it's so freaking easy. You brought it to the shore. You open the doors, the floodgates from hell. You open the doors, Mr. Biden, to cartels, illegal drugs, illegal sexual exploitation of minors. Nobody wants to be accountable for it. You don't want to. You don't say nothing about it. Your vice president is in charge of it. You put her in charge of it, Kamala. She doesn't say anything about it. And yet it happens. It's still happening. There's still people crossing the border in thousands. And you don't do anything about it. You don't care. You don't care about freedom. You don't care about justice. You don't care about the American people. You only care about the political party that you're affiliated with. And frankly, I don't even know what that is, Mr. Biden. I don't know what that is. Is that Democrat? Old Blue Dog Democrat? Is that progressive? Is that liberal? What party do you belong to, Joe? Do you even know anymore? Seriously. The dude has mishaps daily. Daily. Hourly. And the press is afraid to report on it. Because the press is not the press anymore. They're political assassins is what they are. They're assassins for a political party. Destroy the opposition at all costs. And that's what they do. And they're doing it fairly well, really. I mean, they can take out a lot of different people just by espousing, you know, just by calling them racist, just by calling, you know, cancel culture on them, you know, get the cancel culture squad on them and we'll just cancel them out of here, you know. They'll be gone. They'll be going down the route of Barney. They'll be following, you know, some of these old shows that we used to watch that were fantastic shows, great shows, entertaining shows. But no, they trigger the left. And the left can't have that no more. It's interesting because, you know, with cancel culture, it eventually is going to catch up to the left. And the left, well, they already have. But the left is going to eventually have to cancel themselves. Saturday Night Live, you think they're going to be doing shows like they used to? No. They'll be done. Disney's done. Disney. People are leaving Disney in droves, man. It's funny. It's funny because what the government does, what they think is right for the people out there, what they think is actually something that the people, oh, we can get behind this. Remember all that crap they used to do? We can get behind this. We can get behind this. This is something we can get behind. They end up canceling themselves. That's what I find just so ironic. And it actually, as Chris Matthews used to say, I mean, it just brings a tingle up my leg when I hear some of this stuff. It really does. Because these people are like, well, they're hateful, for one. They don't even like themselves, you know. I mean, I get up in the morning, I got some problems, okay, you know, I got to shake some stuff off, and hopefully some things that fell off me are not things that I need that day. But I still go to work. I still feel good about myself at the end of the day, thinking, well, I did a good day's work, that kind of thing. I made some money for the company, maybe. You know, these people are hate. Field. Total hate. And they can't get over it. I mean, how can you be miserable every freaking day of your life? Be so hateful. like these people.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? So I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yet. Yet.
And Maxine Waters, that woman should be taken to a home for the, I don't know, the not the unwed politicians, but the fragile, the frail, mentally frail politicians. They must have a home. They should at least invest in that, because I think that would be a good investment. Actually, that might be something I might get into. A home for politicians that are just basically screwed up and need rehabilitation. They need rehabilitation because they're screwed up. It's not racism, systemic. Systemic means body-wide, okay? It means body, your whole body, the whole body of the country is systemic, systemically racist. That's not what we are in this country. You know it. I know it. Everybody else knows it, except the media and the politicians that want to promote critical race thinking, which is another means of this 1690 project they got going on that wants to basically teach your children that they are racist because they're white. If you got blue eyes, you can't say you got blue eyes. You can't talk about people that got blue eyes because there's people that got black eyes that are actually sadder than you. I mean, it is so freaking unreal lately. So unreal. And then you hear the talking heads, like the normal ones, like AOC, about green energy and all this BS, right? Green energy, and yet she's jaunting around wherever she wants to go. You know, I'm sure she's not pedaling a bike to every campaign stop she goes. I'm certain she's flying in a plane that burns, guess what, gasoline, AOC. Gasoline or jet fuel, even worse, costs more. All these hypocrites with their bodyguards and with their so-called social elite attitude that don't want you to do what they do, like Governor Newsom in California. We can't go out. We can't open the state, but I'm going to go out and eat at a posh restaurant and hopefully not get caught on film, which he did a couple times. And a lot of them, they're hypocrites, totally hypocrites. And they want you to follow them down the lemming hole, down the rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it, off the cliff to your demise, to socialism and to communism right after that, because that's a very thin line. What is democratic socialism versus regular socialism? What is democratic communism versus regular communism? There's really no difference. The difference is what they want you to perceive it to be. I've been to third world countries. I've been to communist countries. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go there again. But it seems that there's people out there that think that communism, as Liz Wheeler said earlier on the playback throw, that they have to sit and chew their own shoes just for something to eat because they got nothing to eat. That's not a stretch of the imagination. She's got pictures of it called stone soup. People will eat anything. They will do anything to survive. We're getting to that point, people. We're getting to that point. And we need to wake up and we need to get sober. And we need to look at what is actually going on in this country and who's causing the trouble. You got all these big-time millionaires and George Soros's and so on that are pumping money in left and right in this country for political gain and so on. They all have a vested interest in their agenda. And their agenda basically, their agenda basically is to overtake capitalism. And capitalism and the Constitution are tied at the hip. You can't have one without the other. They're both tied at the hip. There's no way to get around both of them because they make each other strong. They make each other great. But the liberals in this country want to tear both down, but not for them. See, it's not for them. It's just for you. They want you to be miserable while they sit there and suck on their successes. That's what they do. That's what they do best. They're hypocritical. They lie like the dogs they are. And they got the media behind them. And they got funding from the George Soros of the world and so on. Those kind of people. They've got the funding.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
So frickin' tired of liberals.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. line, you must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 Cent, Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Peas, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
To American by Design. We be playing some funky stuff here. That's right. We bad. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, on America, Conservative Nation Media. And the number here is 646-478-5284. I was listening to, I didn't actually listen to her because I can't stand her guts, Rachel Maddow. Talking about that she's got to sit there and rewire herself. She's got to rewire herself because she doesn't know how to deal with people that walk around without a mask anymore. She's got to rewire herself. And I've heard this from other people too. And they're like, you know, well, we don't know what to do now. We got people walking around with no masks. There's no mask mandates in some of these states. Now, the red states got it right. They had no mask mandates almost from the beginning. And the blue states didn't. And that's why people are leaving in droves from the blue states because they can't get jobs, can't get work. You know, the government is paying them to stay at home an extra $300 a week or whatever it is. I mean, yeah, I'd probably do the same thing if I was a low-skilled paid, you know, worker. But we got tons of jobs out there, and the government is going to raise the interest rates. You watch. And because we're in inflation mode, actually probably a depression mode if you ask me, but I'm not an economist, and I don't play one on TV. But they're doing all these things to keep you from working, to keep you from going back to be productive, because they can control you. Same thing with the mask, same thing with the vaccine, same thing with everything they do. You want to think a certain way? Well, you're a racist. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. We're going to proclaim that you're a racist. And if you deny that, then we will come to your employer's address and we will look them up and we will telephone him and say that you're a racist. But I'm not. We don't care. We don't care. They don't care. All they care about is hurting you. putting you in line, putting you in lockstep like little Nazis. So you're either going to defend yourself and the Constitution, or you're going to roll over on your belly. There's only two choices there. Actually, one choice. They're both one choice. Defend yourself and the Constitution or roll over on your belly. So there's actually two. Which one are you going to pick? You going to roll over on your belly? Let them shoot you in the back of the head? Like the assassins they are, like the little Nazis they are? Or are you going to sit there and defend yourself to your last dying breath? I choose the latter. Personally, I'm going to defend my family, myself, my family, and the Constitution. I don't know what's going to happen next week. We never know with Anvil Joe just signing things away, signing the country away. Hell, Hunter Biden might be president next week. We never know. Nancy Pelosi might be. But are you going to defend yourself and the Constitution and your family? Or are you going to sit there and roll over like a dog and get shot? The choice is up to you, people. It's up to you. We don't have a lot of time to get the party back in line. So the choice is up to you. So you need to make a decision now. What party do you support? The radical left that wants to bend and twist and amend the Constitution to the point where it's not even recognizable anymore? Or do you want to be on the party of the right that wants to uphold family values, that wants to uphold religion, that wants to uphold freedom of speech, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment? They want to uphold the Constitution. Which one is it going to be, people? Get your mind together right now, because the time is coming. Time's coming. And you will be missed. Like I said, there's a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven. It's got to tell you something. I know it's a metaphor, but well. It works. It works. It's a visual. Get the visual in your head. We have to take back control of the House and the Senate. And the White House, actually. If we can get past all those armed guards outside, all those nasty armed guards. They're so despicable. Imagine a country, living in a country where your capital, and they still blame Trump for this. Can't believe it. Liz Cheney, goodbye. See ya. You're irrelevant anymore. There's nothing you can say that's going to change my mind about probably what I think is one of the greatest presidents in the world, and that's Donald Trump. And I'll say it here. Publicly. You can shame me all you want. You can sit there and say, you know, cancel culture me or whatever, you know. I don't know. I don't care. I really don't care. Because, look, I've been to this rodeo before, and I can do 10 times worse to you. If you've been watching or listening to Conservative Nation Media with your host, Bing Fisher, on American by Design. And we're going to sign out now with Brian Futch. Go to brianfutch.com. Get his music, man. Get his music. Guy's got some good, he's good talent. He's good stuff. Love your country. Don't don't be a wussy when it comes to being vax-shamed, when it comes to people going, well, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, you didn't get the vaccine, I'm not going to be around you. Well, then I don't want to be around you too. You know, stand up to these people. Stand up to them when they try to steal your rights. When they try to steal your God-given rights, stand up to them. Stand up. If you don't, you're going to be a bully's best target the rest of your life. And that's how these liberals are. Bullies. And let me just do that again, because I need to do that multiple times, probably during the show, is to play the leftist hate that surrounds us all the time, just so that you guys can actually get the feel of it. Get the feel of it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look at this character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
No, the evil is not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Nancy. It's at your house. Your house stores the evil within your house, not the White House. But now it's not evil anymore, isn't it? Because Joe Biden's in there. Party crony. I'm so tired of these people. I just want to get away for a while, but I don't know where to go. Nowhere to go, really, except little jaunts here and there. Tennessee, there's a lot of places to go. Just go fishing, whatever. But I can't seem to do that when our Constitution is being trampled upon. When the leftists are out there just in a tirade to get anything they can, anything. Don't matter if it's anti-guns legislation. It doesn't matter what it is. They just want everything. Infrastructure bill for what? Building roads? No. It's for abortions. It's for all sorts of things. It has nothing to do with infrastructure. You want infrastructure? Why don't we take care of the frickin' grid that went down? Let me ask you a question, America, before I sign out tonight. if the Russians, well, it wasn't actually the Russians. We gave Putin, Joe Biden said, well, it wasn't Putin. Would that take a week to find out when it took 4 years to find out it wasn't no Russian interference in the election with Trump? It took a week, less than a week. It wasn't Putin. It was somebody that lives in Russia. This guy is so freaking idiotic. But let me ask you a question. If they can take down a power grid or they can take down a pipeline, can they not take down an election or rig one? Think about that tonight. And then think about what side you're going to be on tomorrow. Please. Please. It'll help the world out if you can make your mind up. Thank you for Brian Futch to take me out. Good night, y'all. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and you're listening to it on conservativenationmedia.com. Good night. God bless, and make your mind up.
Carry the stream along, and that's what makes this country so strong.
much. You can catch him up, brianfutch.com. And thank you for listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and on Conservative Nation Media. Also, keep an eye on Israel. They're not going to stand up for this stuff. But are you going to defend the Constitution and your family? Are you going to sit there and roll on your side and take one in the head? That's your choice to make. That's where we've ended up to right now. Thank you for listening. Good night. God bless.